LANYAP, a little something extra, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Jay Curtis. Joining me today, Patrick Girl from Tenori's Wine Cellar. We have a full studio. Also, Babette Adcock, who is the president of Friends of KEDM. And Rhoda Brown, who is, well, he's a number of different things, but in this case, he is a champion barbecue guy, barbecue cooker. How would you say that?
Yeah, I'm a two-time People's Choice champion there at Memphis and May's World Championship Barbecue Cook-Off.
There we go. And we're here to talk about the summer beer tasting at KEDM. I'll start with you, Babette, because this is something that had kind of come together as a fundraiser last year.
Right.
And you guys have taken off with this, and it's so much bigger and better than it was even last year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We want to do things as Friends of KEDM to promote the station and just an extra fundraising arm for the station. And this little event enables us to grow with the help of Patrick at Tenori's and Marsala Beverage. Our amazing board for KEDM has really helped, and they step up to the plate. They kind of don't have a choice with my emails and phone calls and such.
That is what we call an organizer. She goes out and finds people to make things happen.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, it's a great – KEDM is just such a gift to our community, and I've had people that have moved in from North Carolina, and they came in, and you know, we were at like a Friends Mary Kay party or something, and she was like, "Oh my gosh, I love KEDM. I just wish we could, you know, what can I do to help you?" And I was like, "Oh well, in that case,
let's talk.
So, you know, I mean, there are things like that. They were just so thrilled that we actually had a public radio station, and with the summer beer tasting, we get to show off Tenori's and the huge selection of gourmet foods and wines and beers that they have. And we also get to just have a little Southern hospitality. And Rhoda's barbecue is absolutely amazing. My son is just devastated. He cannot attend because of Rhoda's barbecue. So, you know, we also have a few people from the Downtown Gallery Crawl group that also assist us and help with preparing items from our cookbook for samplings of appetizers from the KEDM cookbook, Variations and Improvisations, which we will also have for sale at the event Thursday night. So it's just really exciting. It's fun. Great time of year for it. We're going to use the entire area beside Tenori's, inside and outside, so there's not crowding issues. So just come and be ready to have some fun, enjoy some tastings of different beers from Mexican beers, Belgian beers. So it's a lot of fun.
I should say it is Thursday night. If you haven't heard the promos, 6 o'clock mm-hmm. on Thursday night at Tenori's. Patrick, you guys have hosted the spring wine tasting for a number of years, and yeah. You host a number of other different wine tastings for different nonprofits. How did the beer tasting come to be?
Well, we decided that we needed to raise a little bit more money for KEDM simply because the fund drives haven't met their goals. So we came up with a new idea, and if there's anybody out there that's got any other ideas, bring them on. We'd be happy to support whatever we got.
We're certainly willing to hear about them.
Yes, and you know, one thing that we haven't mentioned yet that we really need to mention is that we're going to do a remote from there.
Right,
so Rob Lloyd is going to be doing his show from Tenori's at the beer tasting.
Right,
so
starting.
So if anybody wants to come out and meet Rod and get an autograph and stuff, come on, come out and meet him.
Okay, so I want to get this is the biggest difference we have between last year's beer tasting, which was a big success and a lot of people had a lot of fun. I didn't get to go but I heard a lot of good things about it. But the expansion into the barbecue. So, Babette, how did you guys have known each other for a long time? You and Rhoda have known each other,
right? Rhoda and I went to high school together, and it's just through working with Patrick for the wine tasting in the spring. We got to talking, and I was visiting with Patrick, and he said, "Well, you know, we have the 2-time Memphis and May People's Choice barbecue winner," and I went, "Well, I know him. He's, you know, my son calls him Uncle Rhoda, so we've got this." And it just kind of went from there. So
if you're just joining us, I'm talking with Patrick Girl of Tenori's Wine Cellar, Babette Adcock from the Friends of KEDM, and Rhoda Brown from Rhoda Brown's Smoke and Fatties. What can people expect from what you're going to be cooking out there on Thursday night?
Well, we're going to be serving up brisket, pulled pork, chicken, and sausage, along with potato salad and baked beans. And the plates will be sold separately there at the front. You can come back and get it to go or eat there, however you care. And, you know, it's going to be tough to find a little better barbecue come Thursday night in this town.
I agree.
That's right. Yeah.
From what I'm looking forward to it. I don't think I've ever run into you before, but I'm looking forward to some good stuff. And this is not anything that you just happened on by chance. You are the two-time champion for Memphis in May. That's a big annual event up there, right?
Yes, sir. It's a world championship barbecue cook-off.
So what kind of history do you have for the barbecue side?
Oh, I got into it in 2003, at least on the competition side of it, as a dare.
As a dare?
Yeah. Friend dared me to do it, and I said, well, I'll show you. And I went and did it and didn't finish last and got hooked and been doing it ever since.
You said, okay, what do you have to do to make this better?
Well, yeah, you know, it's a long, long process. You lose a lot, and then you come across a flavor profile that really hits in different regions, and you try to stick it to those regions and stay with what you know. Consistency is what you know, brings the checks in.
I bet you have a lot of fun in the practice.
I used to enjoy it a good bit. My neighbors still enjoy it thoroughly.
Hey, Rhoda's working on a new recipe. Everybody,
that's right.
Everybody come over.
Yeah. Well, I've eaten it so much, it's not something I look forward to eating much anymore.
Quite so much, but yeah. It is something you're still.
Oh, sure. I eat, you know, make sure it's up to par before I serve it.
Well, it's like the connoisseur. I mean, you're not in there for the volume. You're in there for the fine tuning.
That's right.
of a flavor.
The subtleties of the smoke.
Subtleties. That's what I'm looking for.
That's it.
Matt, you've got, not to spoil people's appetites, but there are going to be some appetizers from the KEDM cookbook.
Yes, we are going to have 12 to 14 different samplings of various things from the cookbook. Appetizers, different larger dishes that'll be served just more on the appetizer type level. Just to give, you know, everyone an idea of what the cookbook has to offer. And I mean, it's, you know, $19.95 plus tax. So, you know, it's a great cookbook. It's good for gifts. And, you know, some people actually start Christmas shopping this time of year. So I want them to think about that.
Not a bad thing, Christmas in July.
I know.
And they will be on sale too that night.
They will absolutely.
Be able to buy those on the spot as well as the barbecue.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we all have a raffle, one of Patrick's amazing baskets.
Well, thank you.
So. It's definitely, you know, you it's your money's worth, you know, on Thursday night. Money well spent.
Well, that's the KEDM Summer Beer Tasting coming up Thursday night from 6 until 8 p.m. Joining me today, Patrick Girl from Tenori's Wine Cellar, Babette Adcock, president of the Friends of KEDM, and Rhoda Brown from Rhoda Brown Smoke and Fatties, Great Barbecue, and a huge variety from Marcella Beverage of Beer Tasting, and the cookbook, all of it coming up Thursday night from 6 until 8. Thanks so much for being here, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
You've been listening to Lanyap, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lanyap is produced at the studios of KEDM.